An old antiphon, Order of St. Francis, which begins more or less like this, English, rough English translation of the Latin, when the world was growing cold. God raised up servant Francis, renewed in his flesh the marks of his passion. When the world was growing cold, the heart of Jesus. When the world was on the verge, the antiphon has in mind the Christian world, of revolting against our Lord, of rejecting him, of pretending that it could obtain a blessed life, a happy life without Jesus, and indeed a paradise on earth. Someone will immediately say, well, that was back in the 13th century, and sort of the age of faith. And what a number of historians have remarked, yes, the age of faith in part because of the success of St. Francis, of what the Lord worked through him. Otherwise, the revolt of the modern world would have occurred much earlier than it actually did. One of those paradoxes that G.K. Chesterton would have delighted in, indeed he does, in his life of St. Francis. St. Francis is the saint of the modern world. Even though the modern world thinks St. Francis horribly medieval, someone from the Dark Ages. Let us see a moment what it means for the human heart to grow cold to God. To God, its Savior. What makes the human heart cold is greed. Not simply possessions, but the love of possessions. The love of what money can do for me, greater than the love I have for God. There is nothing that is so corrosive of the basics of human life, of human sociability, of communion, than greed. Greed is not simply the pride of someone who has a billion. It can be on all of us frustrated millionaires. That is why St. Francis is still so important for us. This is why his life of poverty, the name by which he is popularly known, not only in Italy, but throughout the world, Il Poverello, the little poor one, whom our Lord speaks in the gospel that we have just heard. Poverty is not about a social program. It's not an ideology for promoting jealousy of the rich. Poverty has to do precisely with the mystery of love, the love of the heart of God for us, and what should be our love, our response, loving him. A recognition that it is not possible to obtain heaven, blessedness, paradise, by rejecting the Savior, by declaring our independence of him, by attempting by means of our science and our technology to attain what the human heart truly yearns. The life of poverty, blessed are the poor in spirit, is revealed in the extraordinary features of St. Francis's life. This is what God willed. And he did this so that we would understand what a wonderful thing it is to be poor in spirit, even though we have many of the goods of this world to administer, and that although we are not marked literally with the signs of Christ's passion, our hearts will share, as did the heart of Francis before he was ever given the gift of the stigmata, with the love of Christ crucified and a willingness to prefer absolutely to walk in the footsteps of Jesus to Calvary and to share his cross, and especially in a daily way by participating in the Holy Eucharist. It was the Eucharist that was the center of St. Francis's daily life. He could never do enough to make the liturgy beautiful, to keep the churches clean. What we have forgotten is that in his day, many churches were neglected, and large numbers of people were cultivating the habit of not bothering even on Sunday to participate in the Mass. We see here what a wonderful work St. Francis accomplished. Now let us reflect on one further point. St. Francis told his companions, it's been recorded in the ancient lives, biographies of St. Francis, that his vocation, his call, his privilege of speaking directly with the crucified in San Damiano was through the intercession, through the mediation of Our Lady, and that he came to understand his vocation truly, what it meant to repair the church at the Porciuncola, at the little portion of Our Lady, that to be poor in spirit is to be indeed the little portion, the possession of Our Lady. Echoes of a modern disciple, son of St. Francis, St. Maximilian, we should strive through the total consecration to the Immaculate to be her possession. Our Lady, Creed of the Angels, that is Our Lady gloriously assumed into heaven. That the poverty of St. Francis is not to the exclusion of true riches, on the contrary. To be poor like St. Francis, to be poor in spirit, even where we must care for large possessions, is already to be rich in an infinitely better way. Like Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven, rich because in becoming Mother of God, she came to possess God himself. The first tabernacle, the first temple, the first sanctuary of Mary on earth was that pure womb. St. Francis could not meditate upon this enough. How could he honor Our Lady sufficiently? She made the Son of Glory, the King of Heaven, the source of all blessing and true wealth, one of us. That means that even in the midst of our trials and tribulations here below, we already have a share in the wealth of heaven and all that that means for the warmth that should be in our hearts, for that charity, that communion that makes life truly worth living. We may conclude these brief reflections before we continue the celebration of the Holy Mass in honor of St. Francis, especially on the day of his total triumph, the day of his passing, of his death. Curious, another paradox, by noting he began this life in Christ at a sanctuary of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, that is of Our Lady gloriously assumed into heaven, the woman who conquered the serpent, our enemy, the one who tempts us in this way to become cold when we think we are becoming great personalities and equal to God. He also died at the Porciuncula, assisted by Our Lady and all the angels. It's a little-known fact, one that has been forgotten, that the great basilica built over his tomb in Assisi is in honor, first of all, of Our Lady, gloriously assumed into heaven, the Queen of the Angels. Let us then, like St. Francis, accept Our Lady as our mediatrix, respond to her constant care and love for us, and we too will find the fruits of that renewal that comes through poverty of spirit, that comes by sharing in the sufferings of our Lord, like his mother at the foot of the cross. And in this way, we shall know what all the saints have known in receiving our Lord in Holy Communion, the knowledge of the love of the heart of Jesus that exceeds all understanding. And we shall come to that genuine communion, that community which assures us of everlasting bliss in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.